Meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and then the pledge if everybody'd stand. Pray with me. Father, we stop before you, God, come before your presence and ask your help today as we go about working to serve Taney County as commissioners and all the other offices in the county. Help us, Lord, we pray. Give us wisdom in our decisions. And just a heart to serve you, God. We also lift up our nation, and this December 7th, as we remember Pearl Harbor, and just stop for a moment and think about all those that have served, that we have the good things in our lives that we have today, Father. We thank you for them and pray your blessing on them, their families, and just help us today, Lord, as we think about this day and remember it. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next, we're ready for meeting minutes, November 30th. Everybody ready to do those?
Sure.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we're ready for accounts payable.
And I'm going to be excluding this one. I'll do this one separately because it's not in the box.
I'll make a motion to approve all those that were in our box.
Accounts payable.
Accounts payable.
Helen would like to have enough information on what check number is.
I've got that.
We got the check number here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Second.
Any discussion or questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to approve check number 317056. It was pulled out a couple weeks ago until we found out some information. And it's just an expense reimbursement.
Those were actual approval signatures that we were needing.
Right, from the IDA.
I second that motion.
Yep.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. No journal entries or transfers?
Yes, there should be, I think.
Was there?
Should have been.
I didn't see them.
Okay. I know Frank has some over his office and they hold them all together.
Yeah, I didn't see any there.
Okay. All right, we'll move to public comment. Have any public comment?
Did someone sign up?
Anybody sign up? Yes, ma'am. Come on up to the mic. And
it's there.
Can you get it into
Give us your name and welcome.
I'm Patricia Dooley, registered voter and taxpayer from Kissimmee Mills. I spoke to you last week about a senior tax levy informational meeting. Mm-hmm. I'm here today to remind you about the meeting on Thursday, December 10th at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Branson Community Center. And also, I have some more information. I apologize for not having this last week. I hope to see you all there on Thursday.
Got it on my calendar, planning to be there. Thank you. Anybody else?
Just to tell who it is. Mike? Mike's next.
Mike Zimmerman.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike Zimmerman with HDR Archer and Mike Pacina. We're both on the list. And we're here just to offer information on the item number 2 in public discussion on Venice on the Lake.
Okay, we'll just save that until that agenda item then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Anyone else? Let's see two from here. Yeah, she made one for each other.
Is there anybody else on that list?
No.
Is that it?
Okay.
Okay, next we've got IDA, Clean Water Commission update. Ron?
Good morning. As you are aware, I attended the Clean Water Commission in Jefferson City last Wednesday. Prior to and following the CWC meeting, I was given the opportunity to chat with the facilitator of the meeting and various Department of Natural Resources staff members. We chatted about our existing projects, what they mean to the citizens of Taney County, and how important they are to our local environment. We'd recently been informed that projects currently on the fundable list, failing to proceed in an expeditious manner, would be removed from the fundable list. I said current, yes, would be removed from the fundable list. This possibility, coupled with the fact that some projects on that list will not require the amount of ARRA funding originally submitted and approved because some construction bids were coming in under the amounts that were projected. This means that additional projects could be moved from the contingency list to the fundable list. This obviously puts us here in Taney County in an enviable position because we currently have four projects falling within our county that are on the contingency list. However, there are also several other worthy projects from across the state that we are virtually competing against for whatever funds become available. At Wednesday's meeting, a Joplin project was moved to the fundable list due to the reasons just mentioned, meaning that we edge closer to potential funding. Again, let me stress that it puts us in a very good position, even though we're competing with all the other entities across the state. We have four good projects that meet the standards that were set forth, and we have the opportunity to move up where we can actually attach some of those funds and move forward with projects. I've got the opportunity to sit down with DNR personnel in the near future, discuss our pending projects at length, and hopefully move us even closer to that fundable list. We've already achieved success when the Kirbyville project was moved up from this contingency list, and we're hopeful of duplicating that success. The projects we currently have pending are the Regional Biosolids project. We have a $2 million application before the commission, and we have another $2 million request that we're trying to add to that. Venice on the Lake, over a $19 million project, and two projects within the city of Branson, $4.5 million project and a $4.3 million project. While in Jefferson City, I had the opportunity to meet with personnel from the Department of Economic Development who informed me that the long-awaited contract from HUD had arrived. And pending approval from State Brass, several broad projects that we have pending within the department should be announced shortly. My co-worker, Joan Chowning, and I have anxiously been tracking several projects, including five submitted through this commission. Those projects are Clevenger Cove, Boys Camp, Bull Creek Bridge, Developmental Connections, and the Bradleyville Rural Fire Department. I was also invited to return for a luncheon with the DED leadership, and I hope to do that as soon as possible. It's also my pleasure to announce that we're currently waiting on a conference of the U.S. House and Senate versions of legislation and President Obama's signature on a $400,000 federal appropriation to our White River Communication Systems project. Both the House and Senate have approved our request. Gentlemen, for the last 2 years, this commission has spearheaded a coalition comprised of five police agencies, including our Sheriff's Department, six fire agencies, and the ambulance district in a multi-year effort to attain the funds necessary to fill the need of a data network to complete true interoperability between the departments and the 911 data centers within the county. This has been a great cooperative effort between the county and entities within the county. I've been asked to seek your approval today in submitting another request for $900,000 to the federal government in an effort to obtain the monies needed to complete this project. With your permission, the coalition will move forward in its quest to attain the needed funding. I might add that there are many people who've been involved in this project, including our sheriff, 911 staff, Gary Morgan, and now Linda Gifford. However, the success achieved thus far would not have been possible without the leadership and the determination of Sean Barnwell from the city of Branson. If you'll bear with me for just a moment more, I'll read a note from Sean discussing this opportunity. And this is written to myself and to you all. He asked that I apologize that he cannot be present on Monday to talk with the commission. He asked that I would please seek their approval for him to move forward with preparations of the appropriations request to Representative Blunt's office for 2011. This is the same procedure we have followed for the last 2 years in a row. In 2009, we asked for $900,000, and Representative Blunt's office reduced the amount to $400,000, which was approved through the appropriations process and signed by the President. This is the majority of the money that we currently have to spend. For 2010, we asked for the same amount, and Blunt submitted a request for the full amount we asked for. During the appropriations process, It has been lowered once again to $400,000 and did pass both the House and Senate. My understanding is that both the House and Senate's appropriations are being combined to a single bill at this time for the President to sign after the first of the year. If the Commission is in agreement to proceed, as we have in the past, I will complete the forms and provide them to the Commission for their signature and disbursement. As far as the money that we have been currently awarded, Linda Gifford is assisting us through the purchasing process for software and hardware with requests for bids and proposals. Linda has been a great asset to help us do this right. After the first of the year, we will be bringing these items before the Commission for their approval and award. After that, each agency that received a grant will purchase off of the contracts and awards that the Commission agrees to. With the money that we currently have to spend on this project, we hope to secure software and place a total of 40 to 45 mobile computers in the five police agencies involved in this project. Please express to the Commission that they can reach me at any time if they have questions. Now, Sean has also sent over a copy of the PowerPoint that I would like to give you all that discusses this project.
Thanks, sir.
And if I can get you to turn to the last page of that PowerPoint, I would just like to point out that this year alone, so far, $618,035 have been received. That includes the $400,000 federal appropriation and various grants that Sean has worked with cooperatively with the Sheriff's Department, villages and cities within the county towards meeting the needs of this White River Communications project. So thus far, we've been very successful. And with the addition of the pending $400,000 after the first of the year and other grants and applications that we're going to put into place, I think we're going to make a large dent in what's needed. So it's really, to this point, been very, very successful. Now, Sean was hopeful that you all would address this today. If not, he'll be delighted to answer any questions that you have and hopefully find a time when you will be able to address just allowing us to move forward with those grant applications and the federal appropriation.
Ron, I don't think we have it posted, so we can't do that. We can get something posted. I guess it's the application we need to... The application.
What Sean needs is just the nod from
approval
of approval from you all that he can move forward. He will put together the applications. He will then bring them to you for your formal approval.
We've done this the last 2 years, and we have even in his presentation, he came to us first and then brought back, and we made final approval. So.
Well, obviously, I want to go forward with it, but
right.
If there's no signature required, I think then
right.
We can move forward. There's, and when you come back, we'll have to post it.
That was the way it was presented to us last year when we had it up in the. It was midweek that this was presented to us, and we just had give a nod of approval to go ahead and proceed. But I would like to go ahead and just make a motion that we proceed with the grant application so Sean can.
Actually, it's a request for a federal appropriation.
Okay.
Bob, help us out here.
Yeah, I'd rather, if we're going to make a motion, I'd rather post it regarding that so that we cover our bases. So
that's right.
We'll post it for 24 hours in advance. So I don't see why we wouldn't move forward with it.
Is there anything new on this, Jimmy? This same one Sean started a couple years ago, as Ron mentioned?
Okay.
We'll get her posted.
We appreciate
hours
that.
Or something.
Do you have questions about any of the projects that we have pending and what we're working towards?
No, they explained it very well. This program's a continuing program, and Sean went through a PowerPoint presentation with us. Sean and Jimmy was there, I think, and I believe Police Chief McCullough was present. So, anyway, I feel very comfortable with what's been accomplished, and like I said before, I think we had to just give a nod to have him go ahead and get the grant ready, and then we made an official vote on approval. But we'll follow the procedure there and probably just post it just as quick as we can to go forward.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Any questions, comments, others?
The only thing that I'm going to make sure we get, I didn't know whether there was any time constraints or anything. That
we'll post as soon as we can
be,
here.
Had to be reached, so.
Okay. Next on our agenda, Venice on the Lake.
That's mine.
Do you have to put that on?
Yeah. I wanted just to spend a few minutes just talking about Venice on the Lake. It's I've started receiving phone calls of why I haven't approved the study from some citizens, and I thought it was important enough to let everyone know why that I'm delaying the vote and have allowed Danny to table this Venice on the Lake study until we get a little bit more information. The county, and I'm doing this just because there's been some questions coming into the office to me and then on my getting some phone calls and some emails. The county has spent in the past about $40,000, it's plus or minus a couple hundred dollars, on a preliminary study of Venice on the Lake. And in that preliminary study, they came up with a recommendation and doing the Venice on the Lake project in two phases. Originally, it was three phases, but I think we've broken out since then to two phases. Phase one being about $20 million recommendation. The second phase of that project was $10 million, so a $30 million project. So in looking through the study, and I actually have a copy of the study that they provided, so you know, there's plenty of data in there. The reason I hesitate on funding the study, from my perspective, and I'm telling the citizens who are listening or are going to listen to this in the future, is that in the original study, it showed that we had 582 residents out there. And actually, when I just did some research, it was 582 911 addresses. And actually, there's only 434 residences out there, not people, but buildings, structures. Well, using those numbers, with the 14 commercial properties that are out there, an annual collection at 100% of if everyone connected and everyone paid on time and paid the current sewer rate, we would collect about $129,000 in revenue to go toward the operating expense of that project. Going from these numbers, the operating cost of Venice Lake, just the infrastructure of maintenance, is $84,000. And the Rockaway Beach, they would cost to treat the sewage, that would be $90,000. So our estimated annual cost of operation is $175,000. So this Venice on the Lake project is projected a 20-year lifespan. So if everyone connected and paid everything on time, we would, at end of 20 years, the county would lose $917,000. Well, most of our sewer projects get about a 75% connection rate. Bee Creek's about 75% or so. If only 75% of people connected, the county would lose over 20 years $1.5 million. And looking at the cost, you know, when the county does a sewer project, we bring the sewer connections to the center of the street, and each residence has to finish the final on-property build-out. Bee Creek cost about $1,400 to $2,000 per house to connect. That doesn't include in this cost. So we're assuming that those residents out there would come up with $2,000 to connect to the sewer and then pay the sewer fee that they're paying now. With those factors and the cost to connect, I was talking to some other people who are not official, not experts, but 75% is pretty aggressive. I'll just put it that way. If you look at $2,000 compared to an average cost of the house on Bee Creek and $2,000 to an average cost on Venice Lake, percent-wise, it's a bigger investment for those houses on Venice Lake. 60% is probably more accurate of how many people will actually connect to Venice on the lake. If that's the case, it's $1.9 million loss. So my concern is, I know Mr. Hausman presented the Clean Water Commission possibly free, giving us $20 million toward this project. That doesn't cost, in my calculations, we aren't even taking into consideration the cost of the debt at all. This is just operationally what it's going to cost the county. So that is why I have been so hesitant about moving forward on this project. It's not about an engineering firm A or engineering firm B. There's enough questions that I don't think we need to spend another $100,000. And this is not to the commission, because we've got this table for a couple more weeks for everyone to do their own research. But it seemed like after our meeting last week, I was getting more phone calls because I was leading the charge to stop the project. And I just don't have enough answers yet. And so I haven't gone to the engineering firms, either the one that's going to get the project or the one that's gone, who's got the project in the past, just because right now it's not a matter of do I like this engineering firm better or this one. It is just the best way to spend $30 million for sewer projects in the county. And that's where I've been hesitant on the whole Venice on the Lake, because it's not a it's not an engineering issue. It's a there's got to be better projects out there, because if you just divide the cost of the project by the number of connections, you're going to spend about $65,000 per house, if you just do the math, just to get them sewer. And sometimes, in looking at some of the structures out there, that may be more than the cost of the structure. So that's why at that point it just doesn't make financial sense. Now, on the flip side here, I'll talk on the other side. It's an environmental issue out there, and we've got to come up with a solution. So I'm actually appealing to people in the community. If they have it a different way to be able to reduce the operating cost out there, because it's not the cost of the infrastructure, because the sales tax would pay for that. It's the ongoing annual cost. I don't see how we can pay for it under the current, even Plan A. I mean, I've seen four different design suggestions. So anyway, that's I wanted to get some of the facts that I'm working off of out there. And just to let you know, the 582 911 addresses was basically based off of 911 out of our emergency. I went and did a query out of the assessor's office, because he does assesses all the parcels out there, and just found all the structures that have residents out there. And just using his data, which obviously they drive the streets, they know what's out there. And that's where I came up with a revised number. So that was for the citizens who are calling me or going to call me.
Jim, I'm glad you brought this up this morning and posted it. I think there's been a lot of confusion about a need to rush to approve a study on Venice on the Lake. I think I represent the people in that area. I know that Venice on the Lake is a environmental...
It's a hot spot.
Hot spot, and I know that it ranks high on the matrix, but there have been too many questions so far that need to be summarized to be brought forth to this commission or commissioners individually to go forward with approving a $100,000 study when we have the information that you provided in their binder there that we've already spent money on. I myself have been receiving a lot of phone calls, a lot of questions, even some of the people that it would put at this current financial state of the economy, it would be very difficult. I think the 60% is a very high, lenient figure for connection to residents in that area. I would guess that there would be less than 50%, or maybe that may even be high. But I don't think the message has got across that we are looking for the interest of the citizen, not that we... that we're not wanting to, because the whole purpose of the sewer board's decisions is to serve Taney County for the benefit of our water. As Ron spoke about the Clean Water Commission and the $19 million grant, well, we're talking about a larger portion of money for the infrastructure itself, much less the figures that you give on operating cost. There is a question of whether the sewer project would go to Rockaway Beach. I will not go into those that situation at their plant. Right. There's opposition to any more addition to that plant. Or if part of it would go to Forsyth. Forsyth, as far as I know, I haven't received anything from them to tell me that they're interested in taking on and expanding their plant. So there's several questions to be answered. I think this came up as a reason of question because we approved in a package of five small projects, ranging anywhere from, when you talk about sewer projects, you say small, you're talking about anywhere from $500,000 to $1.5 million dollar projects. And those projects in themselves, we consider small projects, and then you throw in a $30 million project in this factor. And the figures range, they change. There's 33, 30, I've heard as low as 25. So the figures have changed on the approximate cost of the project. So it's not a question of commissioners for or against. It's a matter of trying to understand how we can feasibly make this project work, whether it's the addition of a new plant that would serve. There's other communities that are highly affected by this. Merriam Woods, Bull Creek, Rockaway, and the city of Forsyth. And so the very concern that those plants have are concerns that this commissioner has questions and wanted to table for a period, I think up here, up
two weeks.
To try to put things together and try to understand a little bit more about investing in a study that has a lot of information in this binding folder over here that we already have. And it's, like I said, it's nothing again. Any engineering firm, I think we're very fortunate to have the companies that we have working for us in the area that approach us. But it's a concern of mine that we reach a hasty decision on a project that might not be feasible at this time.
And so my plan is to get with the sewer department in the next 10 days. And just kind of go through with them again, making sure I haven't misunderstood the numbers and the operating costs. Because once again, the infrastructure is a separate issue. If it's sales tax or if it's a grant, that's something different. So I'm going to be working with the sewer department to get my information. But for those citizens who may read about this or call in, it's not because it's on the east side or the west side. It's because I can't feel good right now mortgaging a 20-year loss for the county. We don't need to make bad business decisions like that. So that's what I'm going to work on the sewer department in the next 10 days, to sit down with Mr. Suti or Mr. Hooker and go from there.
And I would like to say that I have went to individual sewer board members to talk to them about their decision, which how they come up with the information, what they knew about the project to approve the Venice on the Lake project. We have a terrible situation there. When we, Mr. Pendle was on the commission whenever I came on, and we took, at one time, I think we took as many as 13 or 14 roads in at one time. When we started working on those roads, we had water lines that were served by a district out there that was a private district. I guess, water district, and those water lines were cut and broke, and some of them very, very shallow. Those things would have to be probably replaced or at least considered. The consideration of the cost of preparing a water system along with a sewer system, because when you go to cutting lines, somebody's got to be responsible. So there's all kinds of questions to be answered before we hastily jump into a 30-some million dollar project. We just got through with all the headaches of the Bee Creek project, and it has been a very learning experience to see the reaction of citizens who want the sewer projects to progress at a rapid pace, but still you have citizens that things either don't work out the way you planned, or you have when you, as a commissioner, and I know Jim has the same concern, and Chuck also, as a commissioner, when you have a project, they don't call the engineering company, or they don't call the contractor or whatever. It's the county commissioners that end up with the phone calls that are probably something we don't even have any control over at that point until it's presented to us. So we're not taking this lightly. It's a matter of trying to make the best judgment for the citizens of Taney County. I represent those people in that area, and so that's what I've got to say about it.
Okay, I'll throw in a few comments.
Sure.
You mentioned you're speaking for the public to know what's going on, why you're thinking the way you're thinking. Let me say, and you mentioned a little bit about it, Danny, but we've got a sewer district that's made up of five individuals. Those members are appointed by the county commission. I couldn't tell you how many years, but they meet twice a month, generally in this room. They also have some meetings outside of their regular scheduled meetings for issues like this. And I've sat in on some of those over the years where they have sat down and worked with a matrix that was developed years ago of what areas needed sewer the worst throughout the county. And they use that into determining the projects that they're working on. A number of our board members have been on the sewer board for numerous years and have been through this process a long time. They, from what I've heard from them, they have concerns about this project paying for itself and how many people hook up. They've talked about it for years. So my point there is the sewer board is aware of your concerns. What I heard them say in the last meeting I came in, Danny had quite a long discussion with them, and I got back into the meeting towards the end, and the bottom line that I heard was that we too have questions of whether this project will work, whether it'll pay for itself, and that's why we feel it's important to do this. The sewer district, and it's been mentioned at different times in our meetings, is a separate entity from the county commission. Got to agree with Danny that the county commissioners are generally the ones that get questions and complaints and once in a while is attaboys even, and the sewer district doesn't get that as much. But the sewer district is a separate entity, and they make these decisions. And we, in my opinion, we as a county commission appointed them and trust them to do their jobs, and not saying we don't question them, but they take that responsibility on, and I think they take it very seriously, and they don't always agree, just like county commissioners. Sometimes there'll be opposing votes. They're not five yes men sitting up there doing their job. I guess my point in saying that as far as the commission sitting here is
possibly, of course, using our department, John Suti and Hooker and all those is important. But as Danny has somewhat already done, if you're questioning their decision, and that's what we're doing, but not moving forward, we've gone forward on all the other recommendations they made, that you meet with them. Because they're the ones that's made that decision. And maybe you can get some answers to your questions. Let me catch up here. It's you, both of you, I think, mentioned in engineering firms. I don't think that's an issue at all.
No,
The sewer board has picked out using the matrix and what they know and what they've worked on for years. They picked out four or five projects. They picked in engineering firms to do those projects. They're asking us to go forth, which we have on all except this one. And Mike had said something. I hope you'll come up, Mike. One question I have from your figures, Jim, is you show $84,000 in operating costs for the infrastructure and then a $90,000 cost to treat by Rockaway Beach. If you could, Mike, would you help me? The one question as you were speaking, Jim, that came to my mind is, how is this Venice on the Lake project different? Why? I know in the back of my mind some of the reasons that we're questioning and looking at it stronger, but all the other projects in my little history is I don't remember us questioning how it's going to pay. It's a smart thing to do. I don't disagree at all. But my point is, why is Venice on the Lake? Why are these questioning here? Because this is a gravity system for the most part, correct?
Yep.
And gravity is the cheapest. I mean, we've got Poverty Point out there that's all low pressure. And so why is it that this, can you help me?
Absolutely. Gentlemen, the questions that all three of you have raised are very, very valid. And the reason for the report that we're talking about doing is to address these questions, every one of them that we talked about. Let me start off on it. We always have been aware of the previous report. We were going to build on the previous report as our starting point. As you all know, as you mentioned, this is a high priority project for the county. It's been on top of the matrix for several years. Now let's talk about connection fees for just a second. On the Be Quick project, Mr. Stropas is absolutely correct that project, we only went up to the property line and stopped. On all other previous sewer district projects, we went up to within 5 feet of the septic tank. And they did a change order on the Y Highway project and did that as well. So, and for this Venice on the Lake project, we anticipate going to the septic tank as well to reduce that cost to get more people to hook up. Okay?
That's current project, excuse me for interrupting,
sure.
Y Highway, the sewer district changed the plan. Originally, it was only going to go to the property line, and afterward, they came back and amended their plan and took it, as you said, to 5 foot of the tank.
Well, prior to that, all the projects that we were involved with for the last 15 years, we always went up to the septic tank.
Right.
But we were concerned about costs and things of that nature, so that's why we were investigating going to the property line. So that's been addressed. Another thing we'll be addressing in the report is operation and maintenance costs. There's two components to operation and maintenance costs. One is fixed cost, and the second is volumetric cost. Okay? Now, based on the actual options that are presented, we'll address both the fixed and the volumetric costs, and they'll change. For example, if we only had 400 connections, you would still have your fixed costs, but your volumetric costs would go correspondingly down, and your correspondingly volumetric charges for treatment is on what Forsyth would charge. So that's going to be looking at. Now, the sewer district members, they have questioned the overall cost of the project, and I think it's wise to do that. In our presentation that we made, we looked at several different options, and we were going to present the various options back on the total project cost, the number of connections, the anticipated number of connections for this particular thing, what the actual O&M costs will be for that particular thing, and give you all the right amount of information so you can, so you're comfortable with moving forward in the future with some sort of Venison Lake project. And you may, and this report may say, hey guys, it's not feasible to do this. Now, there's some questions on treatment, and that's very, very valid. Rockaway Beach, it's public knowledge that they have several NOVs on their wastewater treatment plant. That's notice of violations with the Department of Natural Resources. So from our point of view and your point of view, before we move forward with a project where we're taking wastewater to Rockaway Beach, that's got to be answered. How are they going to handle that? And that's part of this report. The Lookout Acres project is, can affect this greatly, too, because there's sections of the Rockaway Beach, there's sections of the Lookout Acres project where we can take the eastern half of the Venison Lake project, take it into Rockaway, take it into Forsyth. So there's cost savings there that can on both the treatment side and the operation and maintenance side. Also, there has been concerns expressed by Merriam Woods and Bull Creek that they want a little more input into this, and our study handles that as well. So all of these various comments and questions that are very valid, but they're included in the report, and that's why we believe that the Sewer District wanted to go ahead with the study we're talking about to get all these answers to you.
How many, do you remember, Mike, on the Bee Creek project, how many residences, remember how many we had there?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay.
That was a little different project. And now the Bee Creek project.
My point is that was an important project because mm-hmm. there's a lot of homes very close to Lake Tanycomo. Mm-hmm. And this project's the same thing. There's a whole lot of homes very close to Tanycomo.
You're absolutely correct. But from my professional point of view, I believe that there's more environmental concerns from the Venison Lake area than there were from the Bee Creek area.
These, as we talked about the other day, when you look at the map and the dots of mm-hmm. each residence, they're very small lots,
mm-hmm.
probably
very small.
Can't support a septic system to start with, and where Bee Creek was more spread mm-hmm. out and had better soil to take care of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went and visited, and I'm doing my homework mm-hmm. on this. I went and visited with Sewer Board member individuals. I plan on having more meetings with those individually.
Good.
The expansion of the Rockaway treatment plant to handle this is a big concern to the citizens of Rockaway Beach. We purchased capacity in that so that they could finish a water line that they didn't have completed, bonding for a water line that they didn't have completed. There's lots of issues of, mm-hmm. and the citizens that live in that particular part of the neighborhood of the Rockaway Beach plant, they don't want the sewer plant expanded.
Correct.
I mean, and that's well-known knowledge. They've came to public meetings and voiced their opinion. So mm-hmm. it's what I would like to say is it's not a issue of, and you made a comment there a while ago, Mike, that maybe that it wouldn't be feasible to see that this was done once the study was done. There has to be something done.
Okay.
But we don't have to start off and look at a $30 million project
exactly.
to fix a project in a certain area that could be maybe, as you said, the eastern side could go to Forsyth. Those things could be maybe bid in three different by even three different contractors to do projects. That's the way the Bee Creek project was. It had three or four contractors on that. So I'm talking to now another question that was when I was talking to the Sewer Board members, they were as confused as I was about some of the questions that I threw at them. As a matter of fact, I think there was a 3-0 vote. I don't think all five board members were present when the five contracts were to be awarded. One of the board members had never seen this binding folder over here. So I just want the public to know that sitting here as a county commissioner and our responsibility of appointments and all these things, that I work for the Taney County citizen, and I think it's in my best interest to evaluate and vote on an issue to how I feel whenever I talk to these individuals and I find out that they can't answer the questions that I want. And I think they're wanting you to give them some help also. I heard that in the meeting that I sat here. We discussed this for an hour the other day in a SUR board meeting. So I'm not going to rush to judgment on a project when my total purpose is to see SUR lines in the ground. And if it's smaller projects that come first before the matrix, then I want those SUR line projects to proceed and to get SUR lines into the ground to protect the water system. I do not want to make a hasty decision on a contract study that myself or some of the SUR board members that I've talked to so far do not understand.
If I may, during the presentations that we made for the selection, we brought up the point that the Rockaway Beach, you all have purchase capacity in that facility for Venice on the Lake. Now, the question we had, is it enough? Two, is it fair? And the other engineering firms felt that everything was fine there. I do have a question on that. And I do have a question on the ability of Rockaway Beach's current facility to handle the current flow plus the flow from Venice on the Lake.
Yes.
But I'm worried about their abilities to handle the sludge.
Okay, and the Merriam Woods project, would you add that to that? Would have concern with that also?
The Merriam Woods and Bull Creek.
Bull Creek also.
Now, they supposedly, this is one thing we're examining in this report, there is enough capacity in the existing Rockaway plant to take care of Bull Creek, Merriam Woods, Venice on the Lake, and Rockaway Beach. Okay, with the capacity that you all purchased. We believe that it's important to double-check that to make sure that there is capacity as currently designed today based on their NOVs. And also I want to address the question on sludge with the sludge ability and the sludge there. Now, at no time did this project consider expanding the Rockaway Beach for additional capacity. We were just going to make the improvements that are necessary so they can achieve the current design capacity and handle their sludge. And that's part of this report, too. All three of those things. That's why it's one of the most important aspects of this report. That question has to be answered.
Mike,
you're exactly right.
Are those answers not in the report that Jim has?
No, sir, not at all. And what we were going to do also in our report is we were going to section out the project to make it, see if we can come up with some ideas to make it more affordable for different sections and bid section separate. That's how we were looking at it. So you all would have enough information to know, okay, one, we're comfortable with the treatment capacity. We know where it's going to come from, whether it's from entity A, entity B, or entity C. We'd have that answer. Number two, we would know what the operation and maintenance costs are going to be based on how many people hook up, whether it's 100%, 80%, 50%. See, we're going to know what the cost, overall cost of the projects are going to be and the cost per connection. So we can know, we can have definitive answers on whether we can proceed with the project. So I totally agree with every comment you all have had, but the purpose of the report is to help you and answer these questions. But those are excellent questions, and that's what's in our scope. Very good, very good.
Okay. Go ahead.
All these things take time.
Yes, sir.
And it takes time to make appointments with the SUR board members that I want to talk to. John Suti and Hooker and the current Y Highway project, it's hard to work in time to get to visit with them with all the other things that they've got going on. So that's the reason I wanted a two-week. I don't think it's a make-or-break situation for anybody. It's just a matter of being able, when somebody calls me to that questions the decision, I have the right material in front of me to answer that question.
And we appreciate the opportunity to go with you to those meetings, because I researched the Venice on the Lake project and did an unofficial report prior to the Great River Report that we're talking about.
I know you
did. So I've been researching this thing for 15 years.
I know you did. And see, those are things that
people don't know. Yeah.
Some of our present sewer board members don't even know those facts that you do. You have. Right. So those are questions that, like I said, I have certainly don't have anything. I think, I think Archer's done us a good job. I think that,
we understand all that.
You know, all the engineering companies, you just mark that part of it out of the equation. I just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the citizens of Taney County.
What's the cost of the study? Is it $100,000, $96,000? What's the cost of the study?
$98,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing, is we've already spent, Mike has said, I found the study from 99 that you guys, that Archer did in 99, and then here's the 2007 study. And so the whole issue is we're not voting on the $30 million, we're voting on another $98,000. Mm-hmm. And is there enough information there to change the facts? And that's
But Mel mentioned that there wasn't really a study done in 99 on Venice on the Lake when we met Friday or whenever it was.
You may have said that.
But that was for a broad countywide thing. It wasn't just that one project.
No, it wasn't just Venice. Like, no, there's some other projects too.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate your time coming over to answer questions and visit with it. And basically, I know Mr. Stroff has put this on here. I'm glad he did. I wanted the public to know where we stood. I get tired of calls that I can't answer, because that's not the road we've been down yet. So I'm glad you brought it forward. I'm glad that we had the discussion about it. And I think that's just one of many meetings that are going to have to be discussed. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your phone's going to be ringing from us on different questions.
Hope so. Thank you all.
Any questions, comments from the public? James?
You know, Chuck's been around the longest. I sat through the first Matrix study. And you quoted a date there, Mr. Stroffus, of 1999.
That's what it said, I think.
Been here a while, and I've seen Taney County's growth go from 500,000 or 500 million to close to $1 billion just in growth. I've heard comments from people that was very influential in the first Matrix study, saying, well, James, maybe. I said, isn't it time for a new Matrix? When you double your population, you double your improvement values, you double everything with growth, yet you're relying on a 1999 Matrix study. And I'm not sure that study would not change. I know Venice on the Lake's a bad issue myself from just driving around on it. But haven't heard PowerSite mentioned in the conversation today or nothing else. And it sits on a rock above Taney Como. And there's more. You check the population growth and a DNR situation in PowerSite also. They shut down a whole subdivision over it because it sits on a rock draining into Taney Como. But I'm not sure where the Matrix study would go now that we've knocked out Poverty Point, Bee Creek, and the areas that was major issues in that 1999 study. So we might talk to the sewer board, or I'd ask you gentlemen to have the sewer board say if it isn't time for a new Matrix study before we go to popping $30 million projects in the ground. Thank you.
James, I'm not, the years all run together, you know how that works. But they have looked at, and Bob might remember being there in the sewer board, they have looked at the matrix. I don't know that they've done just a full, complete overhaul of it, but they've looked at it in the last few years to some extent. You can check,
well, I know Cooper Creek.
You can check with Suti or...
Right.
And he could explain that to you. But they have looked at it. I know at one point they kind of divided it up into large projects and projects right. under $1 million or $2 million to make it work better.
So they looked at the criteria for the matrix as well.
Right. So they've been working on it. It hadn't been in the public, like Danny was mentioning. A lot of that doesn't get out, but they've been working on it.
Well, I know pretty influential people in the last study had made comments that, yeah, maybe it is time for a new study. Because like I say, you got the first five or six projects of that study knocked out.
Tell them to visit with Suti, and he can tell them what's been going on.
All right.
Thanks. Mr. Sheriff, sir.
I've been sitting there listening to y'all on talking about this and making estimates as to who will hook up and everything. Has anybody ever done a door-to-door study out there and took them a price as to what the estimate cost of hookup is and took a map to figure and see exactly how many people would or would not hook up? Yeah. You may be able to eliminate a large area out there from even putting lines in, because you start talking $2,000 to a lot of the folks who are having trouble putting food on the table. You know, right. It might be worthwhile to send somebody out there for a week or two and
knock on doors.
Decent point, but again, that brings up my question. Why are we doing it on this project? Because we haven't done that on other projects either.
Why not?
I'm actually going to start on every project, so this is the first. I just picked on
gonna
the
go door to door?
No, I'm talking about doing the analysis.
I mean, you know, a lot of projects have a way of forcing them to hook on if the companies, you know, they also own the water companies and stuff, the cities and stuff like that. But apparently there's no way.
I'm interrupting you, but Jimmy also knows, and what he's trying to put across the board, I believe at this point, is there's a high vacancy rate in Venezuela Lake that nobody lives in that structure that Mr. Strauss has looked at on the assessment roll.
Right.
And nobody will ever live in that
right.
structure.
Just a thought.
Thank you, sir.
Other comments? Got to be quick, Frank.
Got to be good participation here.
I've heard a lot here today about the cost on this project, but one of the things that I find missing in my mind is the cost of an environmental cleanup if you don't do it. Has that been brought into the cost? Because if our lakes and our streams, our land is polluted by this, who's going to foot the bill on the environmental cost cleanup?
I would assume Bob would be, it would be the private individuals at this point, because the county, the government doesn't have any part of it. But my point is not so much who pays for it, but we're harming our water. And that's what our sewer tax was all about, was to clean up, protect our water.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, is that right, Bob? I mean, county wouldn't be liable if an individual sewer's leaking?
If anybody has a problem septic, okay, DNR or even the sewer district would get after them and tell them that they had to fix it, and I'd probably end up having to file a lawsuit against them and have them out of their house because their septic wasn't working properly until it does work properly. As far as septics working properly but the lake still being polluted, that would be a cost that would be borne by, you know, whoever cleans up the lake, or maybe it wouldn't be cleaned up. But it begs the, are there alternatives to a sewer system? I mean, there's probably a coordinated way of attacking the problem with the lakes that isn't just centralized sewer.
And they've discussed that, as you know, Bob, in the sewer district meetings. Instead of pumping it to all one place, central, to doing something else, whether it's small plants, they don't want to do small plants.
And solid
they've
waste.
Batted those issues around.
I just see a lot of issues out there that come up when governmental departments make decisions concerning something like this based strictly on the dollars, and then later on, they get themselves into bigger jams because they've messed with the environment
and allowed things to continue that should not have had to continue. And sometimes those costs can be greater. I'd just be interested in seeing the numbers of what an estimated cost cleanup would be compared to the cost of putting this in and the cost of maintaining it.
Okay. Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I don't envy you. You do have a difficult decision in front of you, but several words of caution and words of wisdom, I guess I'd say. Mr. Strahan's absolutely right in the fact that the current infrastructure out there is built to substandard conditions, and that would need to be completely looked at and, in my opinion, completely rebuilt due to the depth of most of the water lines that we come in contact with on a regular basis during our maintenance activities. Also, if we do move forward with this study, I think it would be critical for the engineering firm to study the entire watershed. After having done so, you would pinpoint your primary sources of contamination to the lake, whether those contaminants be fecal coliform or petroleum products or anything else you might find in the hills up above Rockaway Beach. I've been involved with several programs throughout California on coastal towns where clean water, being the Pacific Ocean, was a primary interest to most of the citizens there, and have personal experience and good success. Might mention the city of Santa Monica is, I believe, tops in the western states in removing pollution going to the ocean. So in my opinion, if we do move forward with the study, I think it's critical that we look at other types of removal of contaminations that enter up in the lakes. Another point I'd like to bring up is during last year's floods, the Rockaway plant was very close to having some problems due to its elevation. There's a manhole or two in the area that we're having problems at the worst part of the flood, that there might be some flood-proofing issues that also need to be addressed at the plant location itself. Third thing I'd like to say is having been fortunate enough to travel the world and live in many areas throughout the United States, that I feel very fortunate to live here and use the lakes and streams in this area, as they're some of the cleanest and most pristine waters I've ever had the chance to personally visit. So I really think it's critical that we continue to look at this from a clean water aspect. And I realize it's a sewer problem, it's a part of the equation, but it's not all of the equation. So I'd like to be involved and offer my background and knowledge in this process. If I could be of any help, I'd love to do so. Thank you.
Frank, I appreciate your point, especially on the water systems. We faced it with Public Water District Number 3 in Bee Creek. We hit the water lines because they just didn't know where they were. And Venice on the Lake's private water system, and we've seen what he's talking about. And we faced it down here on Ozark Beach at times where we run into water lines. And I know the engineer can't know where those lines are, but that's something we ought to think pretty strong on. I appreciate you bringing that up, that maybe we can prevent some troubles on whatever project. Anybody else? Art?
I'd like to see whenever they do something, if they're going to put lines in, sewer lines, water lines, if they put a 1-inch water line in, that's what they'll put in. Because it does cost
too much. But then they got to come back a couple of years later, take that all up and put in something bigger. So I'd like to see them put in lines big enough to handle future expansion or whatever.
Okay.
That's been discussed too.
What else? We had, so that you know that we were kind of thinking along as the proactive lines instead of reactive. We put a sewer line down Casey Road when we did Casey Road because we knew there was going to be future expansion out that way. And So the county commission in itself and our direct involvement, we're not trying to, we have to think about the whole picture. And there's, you know, stub outs for the sewer line on the Lookout Acres, which is part of this study, that go down Casey Road. And that project, although it being a large headache when it took place, is a very beautiful road and serves the public very well. We don't have, at the time, I think we had 1,200 when we started that project. We had 1,200 cars a day using that road. And so we try to, and you know, the sewer board and everybody's trying to work together on these things. It's just got to a point to where it's down to this level, and it's some decisions to be made and not to be taken lightly.
Anything else? Art?
Glad you brought Casey Road up. I don't know how many times you've been out there working on that, quite a few times, and it still isn't finished. Every manhole up down through there, the lids are off from them, probably a 4-inch drop where the lids are between the asphalt and the lid. And I think that it's time to get them fixed.
We had a action Friday, I think it was. There's like 80-some, if I remember right, manholes throughout the county system. And we've had a bid. Can't remember the number, but it was good, decent number. They're going to work on all those for us.
They're going to...
Bee Creek Road, wherever.
Right. They're going to pour concrete around each manhole like they do in most areas so that we can get them level with the road surface.
Yeah, see, when they put them manholes in, why don't they do that when they're doing it?
They will be going, they will be now.
Yeah, thank you. Do it right the first time, you want to come back and do it.
What else? Before we jump into the next item, State Tax Commission is my name. Frank, do you have any, Jim just whispered to me, do you have any update on Coon Creek? Sorry to put you on the spot. I noticed we got some asphalt down. And
I was out there Friday, and was surprised that not a single soul was working on the project. Other than I do feel that they've made significant progress, and I'm still optimistic that they'll finish before the deadline. I was very surprised not to see anyone out there.
The deadline's what day again? 15th?
The 15th of December.
Okay.
So things are looking good. They have put a lot of asphalt down. They have at 76 and Coon Creek, they have the second lift to do, the final lift there. But I think it's progressing along well, and they're moving forward.
As I said last week, and I think it was quoted, that, you know, that final lift on the thing and then the striping that takes place and the weather has to be a certain. Now, when you talk to us about this situation, you're talking about state regulation, state engineering, state, the two roads that are affected on this intersections are state intersections. So they won't let them lay asphalt when it gets below a certain temperature. There's lots of things for the public to consider on those type situations. And the striping, the paint, all that, that's, you know, it has to be a certain temperature before you do those things.
Much to my surprise, I made a phone call to MoDOT last week and found out a number that was different than the number I was told last year. And the number this year, according to the MoDOT source I spoke with Friday, was the temperature needed to be 35 and rising, the ambient ground temperature. So that was a surprise to me because previously the number was closer to 40, 45. So that may work to our benefit.
Thanks. Okay. Moving on, State Tax Commission, that was my putting on there. I've got a draft letter I've laid before you, very short, that I would request the County Commission send to the State Tax Commission. Read simply this. First, we want to say thank you for releasing this year's reimbursements to Taney County. Next, we would like to know what corrections were made by our assessor that led to your decision to begin paying our expenses again. The approximate $740,000 that has cost Taney County over the last 3 years is something we do not want to experience again. By understanding clearly what the corrected issues were, hopefully this will prevent from happening again. Thanks in advance for your prompt response.
I see no harm in doing that. I'll support that letter going out.
I don't see there's any problem with sending the letter out. I mean, we are receiving our reimbursements, which we had a question about even getting this last one.
Did we get the last check?
Yes.
We got
yes.
Two now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question currently is not whether we're getting reimbursements. We are getting reimbursements. There's going to be a new plan, and even under the new plan, the question is whether they're going to fund the parcels.
The new rate of funding.
To the extent that it's really going to help much.
Right.
But I understand this letter has to do with the past issues. And
right.
Yeah, I don't want to confuse the new issues. All I'm wanting is we don't want to do the same thing again. Would you explain what was changed that we started getting our reimbursements?
And I have a real question about that being in those meetings.
I have a huge question. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I mean, you both think nothing really changed, and
we
they
don't
just
think
paid
nothing.
Us anyway. So
that's
James
exactly
has
one.
Come to the podium many a time and said they haven't told him what he's doing wrong, yet they withheld $740,000. Are you trying to get me fired up? So it seems odd to me that when they didn't explain what the problem was, now they're paying us again. I'm thankful for the dollars coming in, but I would like to know why.
So two of you are for the letter, or three
of
you
are for the letter?
Do we
need to make a motion or anything?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we send this to the State Tax Commission.
I'll second that.
Do you want that to come from the county commission, or do you want it to come from the county commission, the assessor, collector, and elected officials? I mean, we're talking about dollars that affect every department in Taney County. Is that what you're just wanting?
The county commission is responsible for the budget,
right,
and providing the funding. That's who I believe it should come
to. And I'm fine with that, Annie. I mean, we may want Bob to dress up a little bit.
Chuck. You won't hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Jillian's already worked on it.
I'm fine with you sending it. I don't know how they'll answer it.
They won't answer it.
It's going to be hard to answer.
It'll be great.
We won't respond.
I think it'll be hard to answer.
Okay.
Then I'll have another question.
You know,
what's up, James?
Hey, I think we can leave the assessor's name off of it and bring it from the county commission. They basically had fun whipping around on the assessor for the last 3 years to the tune of $740,000. And you guys know that as
well.
Would
you rather it say Taney County instead of the assessor?
Yeah, because I know why. There was no why answered. We just started receiving funds a couple of quarters ago. And it was hard not to pay us for the hard work and determination of my people in my office. We never sat down. We never quit. We never said, well, they're not going to pay us, so we're not going to work. We continued the books. We kept the entities satisfied with their, as you know, we went through a hellacious BOE and got that done. So there was no just steadfast answer on why they started paying. Because we did the same thing through the three-year process that they withheld.
No harm in sending the letter and seeing what they say.
Yeah. It'd be a real good thing.
I'd like
because
to,
you gentlemen are fixing to have to come into agreement on another two-year plan.
I'd like to amend my motion to change assessor to Taney County, where it says by our assessor to be made
that's
by
fine.
Taney County.
Whatever the proper English is, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm fine with the motion.
Any other questions, comments?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, other business.
Housekeeping stuff.
Yes.
There's a ceremony down at Branson Landings at the fountains at noon today. I just wanted to point out to anybody who's listening online or It's hosted by the Veterans Task Force. It's in, from 12 o'clock to 12:30, just remembering those who lost their lives at Pearl Harbor. And then I just got an email, and you guys probably did too, about from Helen. Our sales tax numbers came in.
No, I hadn't seen it.
No, I didn't.
They're not good, so I'll have to tell you. So,
yeah, you tell us.
Chuck wanted me to tell you that the numbers are down. No, we are down this time, December from 09 to December of 08, we're down 14.0% and some change. So that finishes our year at down 6.59%, which is about twice as worse as we thought. We expected about 3% down. So it, when that equates to dollar figures, it looks like general county revenue operating, I think, Rick, if I'm doing my math right, we're down about $250,000 more than we thought we would be. Because we are down, I'm sorry, 6.9 is what we, 6.9 million is what we ended up the year last year. And we're at 6.5 million, which is $400,000 difference. So we're a little bit more than twice as worse. So we're down about $250,000 where we budgeted. So we have the surplus in the funds, but it just, it hit our county a little bit more than we thought we would. So,
but make that very clear, Jim, as we went and sat and visited with the commissioners of the different counties, those that were down 18% and 19%, and the lot of them 12 to 14. I think our neighboring county, Stone County, 20.
Well, Christian's bad, and so is Green, and so they're all hurting pretty bad. But that just kind of just tells you that.
Right. I did numbers in my head too. I believe we're going to be down about $200,000
in
sales tax somewhere in there. I looked at the rest of the numbers, all the rest of the revenues we have, and the good thing is I think probably we had underestimated some there. We will most likely come in with just really close to the same revenues that we projected.
Good.
Now that's really good for us. The bad thing is you know, we know we've already, I projected sales tax revenues right at the level they are now, and thinking we'd be down 3%, we may want to rethink that. So optimistically, I believe we're probably headed the other direction. I feel pretty comfortable leaving those numbers where they're at. And so, I don't know, we're going through the difficult times, and we knew that. Just not much to say besides I think we probably are better than most counties around.
So much you're right.
And you question, know that, Rick.
Go ahead.
The $200,000, that's per sales tax, right?
Per that's collection. Just the sales tax.
Yeah, per collection. Yeah.
No. Per half-cent sales tax.
No. Per half-cent sales
no.
tax.
No. Hold on here.
Well, yes.
Because you've got a half-cent for road and bridge. We're down $200,000 there. We're down a half-cent for General County.
You're right.
County.
And I look at General County revenue, and in General County revenue, we also have an eighth-cent law enforcement sales tax, so it would be off a little bit more. But like I said, in General County revenue, right. we are going to be pretty close to where we projected for the total revenue.
So we'll be down 50 in the law enforcement tax then?
No. We'll be down, 50,000, yes. Yeah. Yes, about the same, just divided by four, yes.
So if you put the whole ball of wax in, you're talking $650,000 less county revenue.
I don't see how you can mix all those entities together and think about them that way. I can't. I don't know how you do because, general county revenue is totally separate from road and bridge totally separate from sewer, right. So I can't mix them. They're separate entities.
But what Chuck's saying is the 0.5% on each one of those, and then when you combine them, and then
total revenue
as we look at, and I started to speak up and say, as the public listens in, and we have our public out here, that's the reason that when we make decisions on $100,000 studies and things like that, that those issues are to be looked at very seriously when you talk about budget figures that are on a downhill slide. You have to take more consideration in. If everything is rosy and merry, you can kind of let some of those things go, but it's a responsibility of this commission to take care of the citizens of the county.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any other business?
What?
Recess until what time?
Now. 5-minute recess.
5-minute recess. All right. Thanks for being here.